Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Places, please. The Daily Mix Show is on deck. Guitars plugged in. Drums ready to go. Chickens.
They're a clucking.
Other animals. And action.
This is the Daily Mix Show on The Rock with Taryn Daly and Steve Miggs.
While listening to the Daily Mix Show, please refrain from any unnecessary finger gesturing.
99.9 KISW.
Happy Blue Friday, Rockaholics, but more importantly, happy Halloween. I'm celebrating in the studio with Shrek.
Hello. I don't even know what Shrek sounds like. I've never seen
Scottish.
The movie. Okay.
He has a Scottish accent, so can you try that?
Hello, I'm Shrek. I can't.
That was nearly perfect. Nearly perfect.
And you're a witch.
I'm a witch.
Which, I mean, is every day.
Yeah, a basic witch.
But happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween. I gotta say, though, I made some outfit choices that I'm already regretting.
Why is that?
Well, first of all, my witch hat doesn't really fit over the top of my headphones, so right. it's like strategically placed on my head, which is feels weird. On top of that, I decided to wear this like stupid leotard thing that snaps in the crotch.
Okay.
So every time you have to go to the bathroom,
excuse me,
there's that. And then on top of that, I decided to wear tights. So there's tights and a crotch snap. And so every time I go to the bathroom, it's going to be a whole ordeal.
Which is crazy because my Shrek costume is the exact same thing. I have a crotch snap. You're losing your hat already. I'll be honest. I don't know how long this costume is. My costume is so low budget. It's a Target t-shirt.
Oh, yeah.
So it's like a two-packer. It's a t-shirt and a beanie. And the beanie's got the Shrek ears.
I love it.
Yeah, but I'm sweating in it already.
Are you?
Because I'm wearing a freaking beanie.
And you never wear hats in here.
No, because I'm indoors. I don't really wear hats indoors.
No, I
let my bald head just be free, man.
This witch hat, my friend actually sewed it and made it, so it's very, very, very custom, one of a kind. So I'm going to try to wear it as long as possible as well.
All right. Well, I've already given up.
You're giving up?
Yeah.
You lasted 2 minutes and 5 seconds?
That was 2 minutes and 5 seconds longer than I thought I would. But you know what? I'll keep it right by my side.
Just in case.
In case the Halloween police come in here and I can put it back on.
And keep working on your Scottish accent.
Hello.
All right. Do it in the Daily Mix download.
No.
Knowledge is power.
So I can't do accent.
Give us 5-ish minutes and we'll give you some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Mix download.
AKA the DMD.
Wait a second.
It's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
All right, you lasted 6 seconds longer than I did. You already took your hat off.
Some would say that's long enough.
Okay. Hey, the DMD is brought to you by Palace Lawn. Yes, I think everybody knows today today is Halloween, and who better to celebrate it? My wife just sent me this video. First thing in the morning, she hears screaming coming out of my daughter's bedroom and goes in there. Fortunately, it was screams of happiness. She woke up like it's Christmas.
I mean, that's my level of enthusiasm for Halloween,
she
for
is
sure.
Fired up.
Has she been eating candy already?
Not a lot, but it sounds like it. Maybe she has a secret stash in her bedroom that we don't even know about.
I think these kids are very sneaky when it comes to their candy.
Yeah, so today it's going to be all about the trick or treating and also the face painting, because yesterday I learned she wants me to paint her face and her cousin, because as she told her cousin, my daddy is a professional artist.
Where did she get that information?
Because I do arts and crafts with her.
Oh my God.
Some of the things, she also told me that she was telling her classmates that I played for the Seattle Kraken, which I think is hilarious.
Wow. Your ego must just be.
Oh, I'm a pro artist and I'm a player for the Seattle Kraken. She's going to be sorely disappointed in the next few years.
I'm just excited to know how highly she thinks of you. That's really cool.
It's pretty awesome, at least for now. Yesterday, spoiler alert for everybody out there that maybe hasn't watched Jeopardy just yet, but after three wins on Jeopardy, our friend, Fox 13 sports director Aaron Levine lost during Final Jeopardy.
Aaron Levine has $13,100. Did he think about Thomas Jefferson and Monticello? No, he doesn't have it. He will drop down $3,000 to second place with $10,100. And Christopher Tillman is today's Jeopardy champion. Congratulations, Christopher.
That guy won, and I started cursing him out, and then I realized, wait, the guy's a pastor. I should probably be a little more respectful. But I was just so bummed because the reign of Aaron Levine has ended. But it does look like he has a chance. I mean, I don't know if it's guaranteed, but a chance for him to go back to, like, the Tournament of Champions.
Nice!
Which would be really freaking cool. But all in all, guy fulfilled his dream. Aaron Levine always wanted to be on Jeopardy, and not only got to be on Jeopardy, but got to be on it three times.
That's so amazing.
And he went out swinging. I mean, he had a chance of winning it all at the end.
And how much money did he win altogether? Like over 40 grand?
Yes.
Lucky.
Hell yeah.
Soundgarden are officially headed into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame on November 8th in L.A. Kim Thayil, Ben Shepherd, Matt Cameron will be joined by original bassist Hiro Yamamoto. And some of the folks that are going to be helping induct them, Brandi Carlile, Jerry Cantrell, Nancy Wilson, and Mike McCready.
Yeah, I saw pictures of those guys. I definitely saw a picture of Mike McCready in the practice space. So it sounds like they're going to be performing with them as well. Like a nice nod to Seattle.
Also singing with them, someone who's performing at our Unwrapped and Acoustic Holiday. That is Taylor Momsen of The Pretty Reckless, who loves the Seattle scene so much.
It's so funny because when we interviewed her, we even talked about how a lot of people felt like if there's somebody that could sing with Soundgarden, it would be her. Do you think she knew? She had to have.
She had to have known.
And if you haven't heard her sing Soundgarden, I have a clip of her singing Loud Love, the Soundgarden classic, and this is what it sounds like. And this was from like their record where they did some covers and stuff called Other Worlds, and they covered Soundgarden's Loud Love.
So amazing.
Yeah, she sounds fantastic. So I'm excited to hear how they're going to sound. What, that's next week.
Yes, November 8th is next weekend.
Right?
How is this? I don't know.
I think it's going to be on Disney Plus. I also saw that 21 Pilots are going to be doing, they're going to be performing Seven Nation Army by the White Stripes because White Stripes are going into the Hall of Fame. I hope. I know there's been no word whether or not Meg and Jack are going to jump up on stage and do anything. I hope that's going to be like a big surprise and we get to see a White Stripes reunion, even if it's just for one freaking song.
That'd make me so happy.
Hey, as far as weather, Thursday Night Football, the Ravens crushed the Dolphins. Lamar Jackson, really, they're glad he's back.
Oh, yeah.
Four touchdowns. Great performance from him and the team. Game 6 of the World Series is tonight. You got the Blue Jays taking on the Dodgers.
Woo!
In Toronto, it's game 6. They could wrap things up and win their first World Series in like 30-something years. So you know Toronto will be rocking if that's the case.
Oh, yes.
As far as weather, 54 degrees. Going to be cloudy today, but by the time we all go trick-or-treating, we are expecting some rain. Isn't that awesome?
That is awesome.
The DMT is brought to you by Snoqualmie Casino and Hotel, and that's what's up.
The Daily Migs Show.
Yesterday, we got a text message from someone that wanted our opinion on something, Steve.
Yep, she wrote, "Hey guys, can you help me convince my husband to dress up for Halloween? He's a fan of the show, and I thought we were going to a Halloween party, but now he doesn't want to go because apparently he hates Halloween."
Her name is Rachel.
Today is Halloween.
It is. We got to get to the bottom of this. Rachel is the texter. We're going to chat with her and her husband, Mark, at 6:20.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
So we mentioned that we got a text message yesterday, Steve Miggs, from a listener that wanted our opinion on something.
Yeah, she wants us to help convince her husband to do matching Halloween costumes. And the text that we got said, "Hey guys, can you help me convince my husband to dress up for Halloween? He's a big fan of the show, and I thought we were going to go to a Halloween party, but now he doesn't want to go because, quote, he hates Halloween."
Hate is a very strong word.
So we messaged her back and said, "Hey, can you come on the air? Can you maybe get your husband on the air as well, since he's a big fan?" And we could kind of figure out what the hell is going on.
And we managed to get Rachel and her husband, Mark, on the line. Rachel, Mark, good morning and happy Halloween.
Good morning. Happy Halloween.
Way to rub it into Mark. He already said that he doesn't like Halloween, and here you are going, "Happy Halloween, Mark." So, Rachel, what's going on?
I mean, I thought Halloween was our thing. You know, every year people would look forward to our costumes. You know, we did the couples thing. Last year we were peanut butter and jelly. He was jelly. In the past we've been Beetlejuice, Lydia, nice. Barbie and Ken. Like, okay. I thought we had a tradition.
You know what's funny? It's like I do enjoy a good couples costume. Like, in the past, like, you know, we were like characters from the Muppets, or like I did a wrestling one. I think that's when it ended. I wanted her to be, she was Hulk Hogan, I was Roddy Piper. But I gotta get, Taryn, I know you get a kick out of doing couples costumes too.
We've been doing couples costumes for more than a decade. It gives me life. I love it.
You were just the two members of Rush.
We were.
Yeah. So Mark, I feel like you're alone on an island right now.
Yeah, it feels that way. I can't get on board with Halloween. Like, I hate everything about it. There's too many people. You know, the pressure to dress up. I'm just done with it. You know, last year she made me dress like friggin' jelly. I looked like an idiot. And you know how hard it is to go to the bathroom in purple tights?
You know what? I kind of do, actually.
Welcome to my life. Yeah.
It's not fun. I get that part. But Halloween's tonight. So
I know. I should have said something sooner, but it's just like the anxiety just hit me, and I don't know.
Mark, I feel like, you know, happy wife, happy life, happy spouse, happy house. You know, part of me just feels like it's important to just keep your wife happy and just suck it up for one night.
Wait, do we? So you, last year you guys were peanut butter and jelly, which I think is hilarious. But what are you supposed to be tonight then?
Shrek and Fiona.
Oh.
Yes. Okay, I am new to the Shrek game. My son has been watching it like crazy. I vote for this. I think, Mark, you got to do it.
It's adorable.
It's so not adorable.
Are we talking like full green face paint, or is it like just like, because I have a Shrek costume I got from Target. It's just a green beanie that has like the Shrek ears and then a t-shirt, which is very low budget.
Yeah, it's going to be some green crap slathered on my face for sure, and just like, you know, soaking into my pores all night.
But Shrek is a big, manly, masculine character, at least, you know? You're no purple tights.
Yeah, you're not jelly, at least.
He's a freaking goblin.
But it might be easier to go to the bathroom at Shrek, at least.
Oh, slightly.
I feel like, I think we're doing a good job of helping, but I think our listeners also might be able to help out in this situation.
Okay, yeah, so Mark, you say you're a big fan.
I'm helping.
And are we helping at all, or does it not matter what we say?
Are you helping me?
Yeah, change your mind.
No, not really.
I
just keep thinking about the costumes and the anxiety that I'm going to feel, and there's not much that will take that away.
I don't know how like my wife would react. Granted, like, it wouldn't be Halloween related, but if I just said the day that we're supposed to do something, I'm like, you know what? I actually hate that, and I don't want to do that. Mark, I love you, right, man, but I feel like you're asking for a rough weekend if you don't go.
Yeah, rough night, rough weekend. Not sure which is worse.
I think we take the question to the listeners. We find out what they believe Mark should do in this situation.
How so?
I get him on the phone and pose the question. Do you think that Mark should suck it up and dress up, or do you think that she should let him off the hook?
So, like, if the listeners decide, look, yeah, Mark needs to step it up, put on the Shrek costume and go tonight, you will. And then on the flip side, if they say, no, Mark should stay home, I totally get it, you guys would be okay with that.
Yeah, I'll put my faith in the listeners.
Okay, well, one last pitch. Each of you get a quick, like, you know, 15, 20-second pitch to the audience on why they should vote on your behalf.
The costume is amazing. The two of us look great in it. And we also told them we were coming, and it's the day of, so we got to go.
That is a good pitch.
Compelling.
Mark?
Okay, well, I think Halloween is not for everyone. Please keep in mind that some people do not like these, like, overcrowded social situations and being painted like a grape all night. So if I'm truly uncomfortable, I shouldn't have to do something I really don't want to do. Please, God, help me.
And these are our friends. I don't understand why he's so nervous to be around our friends.
Well, we got the closing statement, Steve.
All right, so we're going to put it to the vote?
We'll put it to the vote.
Can you guys sit through a song with us?
Sure.
Yeah.
The Daily Mix Show.
The number to call is 206-803-ROCK, and we need your help, Rockaholics. Should Mark dress up for Halloween with his wife?
As Shrek.
Even though he absolutely hates doing it. We're looking for 5 callers to vote on this, so call 206-803-ROCK, and we will take those calls after Green Day. In case you missed it, we have been getting to know a lovely couple, Mark and Rachel, and they're supposed to be going to a Halloween party tonight dressed up as Shrek and Fiona, but Mark has broken the news to his wife that he does not want to dress up tonight. He's not a fan of this idea at all. So we decided to get the listeners involved. We are going to take 5 calls, and whatever the listeners decide, that's what you guys are willing to do. Yes, Mark? Yes, Rachel?
Yes, ma'am.
Now, Mark, I got to say, I hope that the listeners for your behalf, the callers are different than the texters, because the texters are pretty much saying, I've never heard of such a party pooper before in my life. That just got texted in. And this next person says, suck it up and be Shrek. Put on the tights. I don't know. Are there tights involved with Shrek, too?
Yeah, there's always tights involved.
That is true. It is Halloween. Tights are always involved.
All right, Mark, Rachel, we're going to put you on hold and take these calls.
Yay.
All right, yay.
Okay, let's check in first with...
This is the Shrek song, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Sure. I've only seen it like four times.
It's four
times
than I have.
All right, let's start with Daniel from Shelton. Daniel, what do you think? Should Mark go or should he not have to do it?
Mark needs to suck it up and go. He made a promise, and it's far too late to be doing this and just kind of wimping out. But I will say, they need to sit down and really talk it out tomorrow. I mean, really talk it out. If this is a thing and he's feeling this way, then they need to talk.
Yeah, it's a solid point. I agree. Like, you can't wait till the last second, but I also get how anxiety could be where it's like all of a sudden you just get so overwhelmed. But, man, telling her the day before, that's rough.
Let's chat with Sherry in Renton. Sherry, what do you think? Should Mark suck it up and go, or should he be let off the hook?
Because I also suffer with anxiety when someone forces me to do something I don't want to do. I think that his mental health is more important than what her friends think. And if he's not comfortable, he shouldn't have to go.
Now, do you think he should have told her sooner, or in the same sense, sometimes you just don't know when that anxiety is going to hit?
Sometimes you just don't know when it hits. Like, yeah. I have anxiety for him right now just because of hearing about it.
Thank you, Sherry. Excellent point.
We're 1-1 right now.
We're one and one.
Go and no.
Taz is down by the river. Taz, what do you think? Should Mark go or no?
Taz is down by the river?
Taz?
No. I don't think he should go. I think he'll be all right if he don't. I mean, it's his decision at the end of the day. She wants him to paint his face. I would not be painting my face.
All right, Taz down by the river has spoken.
Okay, I'm surprised. I thought for sure we were going to deal. I mean, this is kind of like the Dodgers Blue Jays. I thought this was going to be a clean sweep. And here we are now with two no's and only one go.
All right, Kim from Tacoma, what say you?
I say suck it up and go.
Okay.
These are their friends, and he needs to stick with his word. And they're his friends. Why would he have all this anxiety with his friends?
All right.
There are times, though, not to make it worse, but like there are times where, like, even with my friends, I'm like, I just don't feel like being around anybody.
Yeah.
You know? And I definitely don't want to be around people with my face painted green.
Well, I think it's all coming down to Dwight and Federal Way. Dwight and Federal Way, what are your thoughts? Should Mark go or no?
Oh, come on. This is easy. This is your wife, your partner, whatever. Come on, dude. Do it for her. Suck it up. Get some cojones and do it. It's Halloween, bro. Wear the costume or seal your doom.
And role play later after that.
That's what I'm saying. She's going to be very happy with Mark.
Yes.
Let's get Mark and Rachel back on. Are you guys there?
Yeah. You're going to look amazing.
Oh, yeah.
You sound so fired up. You said you'd be okay with it. If the listeners said that you have to dress up, you would do it, Mark.
I said I would do it. I didn't say I'd be happy about it.
Oh, come on. You can't be like a sourpuss Shrek tonight. You got to at least try and have fun.
You don't have to stay long.
What does that mean?
We got to make an appearance and get some photos.
That's compromise.
Rachel, what does long mean to you, though? Like, are we talking like an hour or 2 hours? How long can you stay? How little time can you stay before you have to bone out?
Well, I like to stay until, you know, I'm helping clean up. So I'll do 1 to 2 hours. Yeah.
Oh, wow. All right, Mark, could we check up with you guys on Monday? Because now if you are going to do this, I really do want to know how things are going.
Sure. If I survive.
All right. We will check in with Shrek and Fiona on Monday morning at 6:20 to see how it went.
Perfect.
Yes.
Have fun, Mark.
Thanks.
The Daily Mix Show.
Daily Mix Show.
Who out there thinks that they could beat down Steve Miggs, who is dressed as Shrek today, just like Mark will be later this evening? He currently has a record of 339 wins, 115 losses, and 100 ties in 2025. Call 206-803-ROCK if you would like to play Beat Miggs at 650.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve.
I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.